More news stories now, including an exciting new cancer treatment and a change to the city skyline. But first, the problems faced by a young girl and her guide dog.
A visually impaired student said laws to prevent discrimination against people who use guide dogs need to be tightened up and enforced more frequently. Ruby Blythe Smith, 21, of Norwich, made the call after twice encountering difficulties with a taxi driver, who would only drive her if her guide dog was put in the boot. The University of Essex law student said, "I want to make people aware that discrimination is happening and it's a common occurrence." Miss Blythe Smith suffers from retinitis pigmentosa, an inherited degenerative condition which she developed as a 13-year-old. She has lost her peripheral vision and struggles to see in the dark or if faced with bright light, and is therefore guided around by 2-year-old black Labrador, Ziggy. Despite the laws stating people should not be denied access and services because of their guide dog, Miss Blythe Smith has twice experienced a taxi driver refusing to drive her unless Ziggy was placed in the boot. On the first occasion, Miss Blythe Smith relented, while on the second occasion, she complained to the taxi company, which ordered the driver to allow Ziggy into the main section of the car. She is now backing national charity Guide Dogs UK's Access All Areas campaign. The campaign calls for more enforcement of the law that prevents guide dog users from being refused access to taxis, bars, restaurants and shops.
A van has been given a full internal refit to enable it to be used by members of the region's Cycle Response Ambulance Unit. The Peugeot Boxer van's conversion was made possible thanks to the generosity of visitors to the Norfolk Open Gardens scheme last year, from which some proceeds went to the St John's Ambulance. The van holds 6 cycles, response bikes, along with essential cycling equipment and first aid supplies, and will be used to transport the bikes around the east of England to support volunteer first aiders at public events. The use of CRU bicycles has grown over the last few years, especially at events covering large areas and in places which ambulances cannot easily reach, such as shopping centres and railway stations.
Chloe Smith lifts the lid on the intimidation she has faced while doing her work as an MP. Speaking in the wake of the murder of Labour MP Joe Cox, Ms. Smith said she had been chased by a group of men in the city and faced other examples of unacceptable aggression. On one occasion, an office had to be closed when she received an envelope containing white powder. The Norwich North's MP's remarks follow the horrific shooting of Mrs. Cox in her West Yorkshire constituency, which has sparked a debate about whether MPs need more security. Ms. Smith described the murder of the mother of two as shocking and saddening. She said her thoughts were with her young family and that her death had touched her constituents. The Conservative politician who was first elected in 2009 said the aggression she had come up against also included online abuse. "I'm personally well aware of the balance between safety and accessibility as I go about my work. Obviously, most people are civil and sensible, and so I love my job and I love the people I work for." The Evening News reported that Ms. Smith had changed the address to which she asked constituents to write to one in Westminster due to the added security of the House of Commons.
Getting into work can seem daunting for the long-term unemployed or those with few qualifications. The thought of applying for a job or preparing for an interview can be off-putting. But a new venue has opened in Norwich where 2 organisations have teamed up to offer support, advice, training and the chance to meet employers. The Hive at Voluntary Norfolk in Colgate aims to provide a relaxed environment for job seekers to receive one-to-one help. It is home to 2 organisations, Talent Match, for 18 to 24-year-olds who have been out of work for 12 months, and the Target Opportunities Project, which can help all job seekers. Kirsty Shanahan of Big Lottery funded Talent Match said, young people were saying that they didn't have a nice place to come and get support. Anyone can drop into the hive or can be referred for one-to-one help.
Collections for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind have raised more than £1,300. Flag days and street collections took place in May. There were four collections held at Roy's in Magdalen Street, which raised £187. Knockcuts Garden Centre took £169.48, and £43.84 was collected at Asda in Hall Road. Elsewhere in Norwich, £125.65 was amassed, plus £124.26 in Roy's Beaufort, £78.29 at QD Anglia Square, and £275.98 at Taverham Garden Centre.
An artist is calling for people to trim their trees in a bid to preserve the city's skyline. While painting one of the most picturesque views in the city, John Booth from Brackendale noticed that trees were blocking the view. Kett's Heights is a hidden gem. Nestled on Kett's Hill, it overlooks the Cathedral, City Hall, and St George's Church. Standing on the hill, you can clearly see the trees growing below in people's gardens, parks, and public areas. Mr. Booth says, some people just think trees are wonderful things, but if they obstruct the architecture, maybe they aren't. The real problem is that anyone can plant a tree, and some plant themselves unless they are looked after, such as sycamore trees. They are very large, and many people think they are weeds and they are just left unattended. It is a wonderful view from Kett's Hill, and it is becoming more and more obstructed. Mr. Booth has drawn the landscape before, and this time spent 3 days creating a sepia watercolour picture. This is when he noticed that he was not able to see the landmarks as clearly as he could in previous years. Last year, an organisation called the Friends of Kett's Heights launched a campaign to restore the site.
A young woman from Heatherset has received the highest gong in girl guiding, the Queen's Guide Award. Heather Pullen, 19, from Richardson Crescent, was presented with the award at the House of Commons by Girl Guiding's most senior volunteer, Chief Guide Valerie Le Vaillant. Ms. Pullen said she was thrilled to receive the award, which followed a 2-year series of personal challenges in areas such as social action, voluntary work, and travel. These included organising a trip to Cardiff and supporting the charity Operation Christmas Child by packing shoeboxes with gifts for those in need. Fewer than 150 Girl Guiding members are presented with the award each year.
Patients with certain skin cancers are being treated with a new piece of specialist radiotherapy equipment at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The new equipment offers better treatment for tumours on the face and will reduce the number of patients requiring surgery. Jenny Nobes, consultant clinical oncologist at the Norfolk and Norwich, said, "We are really pleased to be able to offer this new treatment service to our patients. This is an excellent addition to our world-class cancer services. The Norfolk and Norwich is the only hospital in Norfolk to offer the treatment."
Now to our feature written by Valerie Slaughter, who says, "It's all out war in the fight for my garden." Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.